And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show, coming to you from our studios in exciting El Paso, Texas. Today's June 23rd, 174th day of the year, leap year, it's 175, and the Gregorian calendar. In the year 229, Sun Quan proclaimed himself Emperor of Western Wu. 1266, War of the St. Sabas and the Battle of Trapani. The Venetian fleet defeats a larger Genoese fleet, capturing all its ships. 1280, the Spanish Reconquista. The Battle of Moclin, the Emirate of Granada, ambushes a superior pursuing force, killing most of them in a military disaster for the Kingdom of Castile. 1305, a peace treaty between the Flemish and the French is signed at Athis-sur-Orge. 1314, First War of Scottish Independence, the Battle of Bannockburn, south of Stirling, begins on this date. 1532, Henry VIII of England and Francis I of France signed the Treaty of Closer Amity with France, pledging mutual aid against Charles V, the Holy Roman Emperor. 1565, Dragut, commander of the Ottoman Navy, dies during the Great Siege of Malta. I had to take the wind out of your sails for your commander to die. 1594, the action of Faial, Azores. Portuguese Carrack Cinco Chagas, loaded with treasure, is attacked and sunk by English ships with only 13 survivors out of over 700 people on board. 1611, the mutinous crew of Henry Hudson's fourth voyage says Henry, his son, and seven loyal crew members adrift in a and an open boat in what's now Hudson Bay. And they vanish. 1683, William Penn signs a friendship treaty with Lenni Lenape Indians in Pennsylvania. 1713, the French residents of Acadia are given 1 year to declare allegiance to Britain or leave Nova Scotia. A lot of them left. 1757, the Battle of Plassey. 3,000 British troops under Robert Clive defeat a 50,000-strong Indian army under Siraj Undula at Plassey. 1758, 7 Years' War, Battle of Crefeld. British Hanover and Impression forces defeat French troops at Crefeld in Germany. 1760, Battle of Landshut, Austria defeats Prussia. 1780, Battle of American Revolution, Battle of Springfield, fought in and around Springfield, New Jersey, which includes Short Hills, formerly of Springfield, now of Milburn Township. 1794, Empress Catherine II of Russia grants Jews permission to settle in Kiev. 1810, John Jacob Astor forms the Pacific Fur Company. 1812, Great Britain revokes the restrictions on American commerce, eliminating one of the chief reasons for going to war. But they went anyway. 1860, the United States Congress establishes a government printing office. 1865, the American Civil War at Fort Towson in the Oklahoma Territory. Confederate Brigadier General Stan Watty surrenders the last significant Confederate Army. 1868, typewriter Christopher Latham Sholes receives a patent for an invention he called the typewriter. 1887, the Rocky Mountains Park Act becomes law in Canada. Created that nation's first national park, Banff National Park, B-A-N-F-F. 1894, International Olympic Committee is founded at the Sorbonne in Paris at the initiative of Baron Pierre de Coubertin. 1913, Second Balkan War, the Greeks defeat the Bulgarians in the Battle of Dorian. 1914, Pancho Villa takes Zacatecas from Victoria Huerta. Interestingly, Huerta was buried in Concordia Cemetery here in El Paso. Body was eventually dug up and taken back to Mexico. 1917, in a game against the Washington Senators, Boston Red Sox pitcher Ernie Shore retires 26 batters in a row after replacing Babe Ruth, who'd been ejected for punching the umpire. 1919, Estonian War of Independence. The decisive defeat of the Baltische Landeswehr in the Battle of Chessis that celebrated as Victory Day in Estonia. 1926, the College Board administers the first SAT exam. 1931, Wiley Post and Harold Gaddy take off from Roosevelt Field in an attempt to circumnavigate the world on a single-engine plane. 1938, Civil Aeronautics Act is signed into law, forming the Civil Aeronautics Authority in the United States. 1940, Adolf Hitler goes on a 3-hour tour of the architecture of Paris with architect Albert Speer and sculptor Arno Breker in his one and only visit to the city. 1940, Henry Larson begins the first successful east-west navigation of the Northwest Passage from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. 1941, a Lithuanian activist front declares independence from the Soviet Union and forms the Provisional Government of Lithuania. It lasts only briefly as the Nazis occupy Lithuania a few weeks later. 1942, Germany's latest fighter, a Focke-Wulf FW-190, is captured intact when it mistakenly lands at RAF Pembrey in Wales. Even landed in the wrong country. 1946, the 1946 Vancouver Island earthquake hits Vancouver Island, British Columbia, Canada. 1947, the U.S. Senate follows the House of Representatives in overriding President Truman's veto of the Taft-Hartley Act. 1951, the ocean liner SS United States is christened and launched. 1956, the French National Assembly takes the first step in creating the French community by passing the Loi Cadre, transferring a number of powers from Paris to elected territorial governments in French West Africa. 1959, convicted Manhattan Project spy Klaus Fuchs is released after only 9 years in prison, allowed to emigrate to Dresden, East Germany, where he resumes his scientific career. 1960, Food and Drug Administration declares Enovid to be the first officially approved combined oral contraceptive pill in the world. 1961, the Cold War, the Antarctic Treaty, which sets aside Antarctica as a scientific preserve and bans military activity on the continent, comes into force 18 months after the opening date for signature was set for December 1, 1959. 1967, Lyndon Johnson meets with Alexei Kosygin in Glassboro, New Jersey for the 3-day Glassboro Summit Conference. 1969, Warren Burger sworn in as Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court by retiring Chief Justice Earl Warren. Also in 1969, IBM announces effective January 1970 it'll price its software and services separately from hardware, creating the first modern software industry. 1972, Watergate. Richard Nixon and White House Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman are taped talking about using the CIA to obstruct the FBI's investigation into the Watergate break-ins, which was kind of dumb on their part. 1972, Title IX of the U.S. Civil Rights Act of 64 is amended to prohibit sexual discrimination to any educational program getting federal funds. 73, a fire in a house in Hull, England that kills a 6-year-old boy is passed off as an accident. Later comes out as the first of 26 deaths by fire caused over the next 7 years by serial arsonist Peter Dinsdale. 1985, a terrorist bomb explodes at Narita International Airport near Tokyo. An hour later, the same group detonates a second bomb aboard Air India Flight 182, bringing the Boeing 747 down off the coast of Ireland. Killed 329 people. 1991, Sonic the Hedgehog is released to American audiences, then to PAL and Japanese audiences a month later, kickstarting a successful Sonic franchise. 1996, the Nintendo 64 home game video console is released in Japan. sales 32.93 million units worldwide, which was an unbelievable number. 2001, an 8.4 earthquake in southern Peru shakes coastal Peru with a maximum Mercalli intensity of 8. A destructive tsunami followed, leaving 74 dead and 2,687 injured. 2012, Ashton Eaton breaks the decathlon world record at the U.S. Olympic trials. 2013, Nick Lawanda becomes the first man to successfully walk across a Grand Canyon on a tightrope. 2013, militant storm a high-altitude mountaineering base camp near Nanga Parbat in Gilet Baltistan, Pakistan, killing 10 climbers and a local guide. 2014, the last of Syria's declared chemical weapons are shipped out for destruction. 2016, the UK votes in a referendum to leave the European Union, 52% to 48%. 2017, a series of terrorist attacks took place in Pakistan. 96 died and over 200 were wounded. And the large number of births and deaths on this date in history. Holidays and observances. Christian Feast Day, Aetherith, Maria of Oignes, Joseph Cafasso. Earliest day in which the feast of Ramadan, Rama can fall, while June 24th is the latest in the Bahia faith. Nicaragua and Poland, it's Father's Day. Luxembourg, it's the Grand Duke's official birthday. Internationally, International Widow's Day. Canada, National Day of Remembrance for Victims of Terrorism. In the Okinawa Prefecture, it's the Okinawa Memorial Day. And the Roman Catholic Church, and in Europe, it's St. John's Eve and the first day of the Midsummer Celebration. Bonfires of St. John in Spain. First night of the Fiesta de São João do Porto in Porto. First day of Galway Festival in Cornwall. Johnny in Latvia. Kapula night in Belarus, Lithuania, Poland, Russia, and Ukraine. In Romania, it's the last day of Dragasi Affair. Internationally, United Nations Public Service Day. And in Estonia, it's Victory Day. Let's see what other interesting things we have. Yitzhak Rabin's Labor Party wins the election in Israel, became the country's fifth prime minister. Let's see. Peter Falk died on this date in 2011. Just a little interesting thing. In the year 930, the world's oldest parliament, the Icelandic parliament, was established. In 1868, Christopher Latham Scholes patents the Scholes and Glidden typewriter. 1960, first contraception pill. In 1972, Hurricane Agnes becomes America's costliest national disaster. Affected 15 states, killed 119, and caused $3 billion worth of damage. 1974, the first extraterrestrial message sent from Earth into space. 1979, Supertramp's Breakfast in America becomes the number one album in the U.S. 2016, Brexit referendum. We talked about that. 1989, the movie Batman premieres, directed by Tim Burton. Okay, let's see what else we got. In 1547, champion of the Protestant Reformation, Philip I, Landgrave of Hesse, is captured and taken to southern Germany. 1585, the Spanish army under Tassis beats Amerogen Stati's troops. 1658, Dutch troops occupy the last Portuguese fort in Ceylon. 1661, the marriage contract for Charles II of England and Catarina of Portland of Portugal. 1724, Russia and Turkey signed the Treaty of Constantinople. 1775, the first regatta is held on the River Thames in England. 1784, the first U.S. balloon flight. It was flown by a 13-year-old named Edward Warren. 1789, French King Louis XVI rejects the demands of the Third Estate, which styles itself the National Assembly. This is during the opening stages of French Revolution. Let's see. 1819, the first editions of the sketchbook of Geoffrey Crayon, Gentleman, by Washington Irving, released. This is where we get the story of Rip Van Winkle. 1821, Dutch troops conquer Palembang. 1848, there's a bloody insurrection of workers in Paris. 1854, the Antwerp-Roosendaal Railway goes into use. 1863, the Tullahoma Campaign took place in Tennessee. 1888, Frederick Douglass, the first African American, was nominated for president. 1890, in an effort to solve the Uitlander grievances regarding voting rights, the president of Transvaal, Paul Kruger, institutes a second Volksraad, responsible for controlling local matters. 1898, Emilio Aguinaldo issues a decree replacing his dictatorial government with a revolutionary government and named himself as president for life. 1900, British Governor Frederick Hodgson and some of his supporters flee Fort Kumasi on the Gold Coast in Africa, where they've been under siege since April 6th. In 1900, the Young Turks present a manifesto to the major foreign embassies in Constantinople demanding these foreign powers end the Ottoman Sultan's rule. 1900, U.S. National Championship Women's Tennis, Philadelphia Country Club, Myrtle McAteer beats Edith Parker. 1902, monument to composer Gioachino Rossini unveiled in Santa Croce, Florence. 1908, the USA suspends diplomatic relations with Venezuela after the refusal of Cipriano Castro's government to compensate Americans for injuries suffered in the uprising of 1899. 1908, the Shah Muhammad Ali leads a successful counter-revolution in Persia, aided by the Russian legation and the Cossack Brigade. 1909, confessional parties win Dutch parliamentary elections. 1915, the Italians launched the first of what will become 11 battles to dislodge the Austrians from the Isonzo River, which keeps the Italians from Trieste. 1917, an ammunition factory in Bodeleg, Bohemia explodes, killed 1,000 people. 1919, Marcus Garvey's Universal Negro Improvement Association is incorporated. 1930, Chicago Cubs beat the Philadelphia Phillies 21-8. 1932, Lou Gehrig plays 1,103 successive games in a New York uniform. That equaled Joe Sewell's record with one team. 1933, Don McNeil's Pepper Pot, Breakfast Club, begins 35-and-a-half-year run on NBC. 1939, Bronco Nagurski beats Lou Thesz in Houston to win the National Wrestling Association World Heavyweight title. Nagurski was a Hall of Fame American football player. 1939, Congress establishes a U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, renamed the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary in 1941 as uniformed volunteer unit supporting the Coast Guard. 1940, Marcel Louet seeks opposition group White Brigade on Antwerp. 1940, the RAF bombs Schiphol in the Netherlands. 1941, Germany occupies Tilsit, Lithuania. 1942, Germany's latest fighter, I talked about that, the Focke-Wulf FW-190. 1943, Dutch artisans protest against the Nazis. Also in 1943, the RAF discovered Wernher von Braun's V-1, V-2 base in Peenemünde. 1944, four tornadoes strike Appalachia, kill 153. 1944, the Soviet offensive in Central Front sector. 1944, Thomas Mann becomes a U.S. citizen. He was a novelist. 1945, the 77th Belmont, Eddie Arcaro aboard Pavot wins in 2.30. 1945, the last organized Japanese defiance is broken in Tarakan. 1949, the first 12 women graduate from Harvard Medical School. 1950, the Swiss Parliament refuses voting rights for women. 1951, treacherous British diplomats Guy Burgess and Donald McLean flee to Russia. Turns out they were spies. Had been since the days of they were in the university. 1952, U.S. airplanes bomb energy centers at Yalu, Korea. 1955, Walt Disney's Lady and the Tramp is released. 1956, the Jimmy Durante Show last airs in NBC TV. 1956, Gamal Abdel Nasser elected president of Egypt. 1959, a fire in a resort hotel in Stalheim, Norway kills 34. 1960, the Pat Boone Chevy showroom last airs on ABC. 1961, Cub Ernie Banks ends his 717 consecutive games played streak. 1961, Air Force Major Robert White takes the X-15 to an altitude of 32,830 meters. 1963, U.S. Men's Open Golf, the Country Club. Julius Burroughs wins his second Open title in an 18-hole playoff with Arnold Palmer and Jackie Coopet. 1963, John F. Kennedy tours Western Europe. 1964, Maxwell Taylor is appointed U.S. Ambassador in South Vietnam. He was a general. 1969, Joe Frazier knocks out, technical knockout, don't you know? Jerry Quarry in 8 for the heavyweight boxing title. 1970, The Red Skelton Show last airs on CBS TV, moves over to NBC. 1970, Charles Rangel defeats Adam Clayton Powell in a Democratic primary. 1970, Chubby Checker is arrested for marijuana possession. In 1975, Alice Cooper, the rock and roll star, falls off the stage in Vancouver, breaks six ribs. 1980, The David Letterman Show debuted on NBC. I think that's what we've got for today. I'm going to go now to Ghost. We're talking about Ghost in Hawaii, our 50th state. In Aia High School, school was built over an ancient burial ground. Been reports of strange figures being seen in the R building, and strange noises have been reported all over campus. Ford Island, BEQ 51, Bachelor Enlisted Quarters 51. Witnesses have heard footsteps. The galley doors open and shut by themselves. They're locked every night, but they open anyway. Witnesses have felt cold drafts of air in the same location. They've also seen a figure walking from the mess decks wearing dungarees and a white hat. Hamakuapoko. It's a former land division of the town. It's between Paia and Haku. According to the locals, this place holds great power. Once a thriving plantation town, complete with sugar tycoon mansions that have now been torn down. The only remaining structure is the former location of Maui High School, which is now a research center. It's said the area's got a lot of ghosts roaming around, ranging from ancient Hawaii to missionary and plantation days. There are a lot of ghosts that wander throughout this area. Among them are choking ghosts that target students playing hooky. There are also reports of a spirit of a girl who haunts the girls' bathroom in the old Maui High School. Hiding in the now boarded up restroom, you can hear sobbing and crying behind the doors. But if you manage to get in to investigate, you never find anybody. Haula, Pounder Beach. It's said that an old foundation of a house on top of the rock is believed to be haunted. According to the story, a lonely housewife that drowned trying to save her drowning child haunts the area. She walks aggressively around looking for her child, angry with everybody in sight. Late at night, you hear the child crying for its mother, as well as the pitter-patter of the child's feet. And if you happen to look like her child, the mother will literally overwhelm you, trying to calm her restless soul. In Hilo, you hear babies crying. It's at the site of the old hospital in Kumana. Go past the old basketball court, take the access road around the main building to the rear parking lot. A number of years ago, the old nursery broke out in flames, burned the nurses as well as the infants. Now you can hear babies crying through the halls and strange noises if you happen to go in to explore. Also in Hilo, University of Hawaii at Hilo, Hale Kanalehu, it's said that a house once stood where the dorm is now. During the demolition of that house, a boy was playing in the area and there was an accident and he died. On the girl's side of the dorm, the little boy was sighted on the ground floor. Witnesses reported the sounds of the little boy walking up and down the hall, and they can also hear him talking and laughing and bouncing his ball up and down the hall. There's also sounds of whistling wind whipping through in unoccupied rooms and other sounds that make it sound like somebody's in agony. And then there's also the feeling of being watched. Toilets flush by themselves. The water turns on and off by itself. Things have been known to move, and you hear somebody walking up and down the hallway. No amount of investigation has revealed any human entity being behind the sounds. In Honolulu, 842 Bethel Street. Now, this building is now occupied by the city and county of Honolulu. Employees report having seen a ghost go into the restroom, heard filing cabinets open and close, typewriters in operation, and somebody turning the pages of a newspaper rather loudly. And, of course, there's the usual squeaky office chairs and lights that flicker on and off. Honolulu, Barbers Point, reported that a security guard at one of the gates to Barbers Point once saw a yellow Volkswagen parked off to the side of the road. He went to check out the car and found a young woman sleeping in the car. He tried to wake her up, but she wouldn't respond. He called in the license plate number, found out she had died a number of years before in the car. He was told that her ghost appears almost as a rite of passage for new security guards. When he returned to the car, he couldn't find it or the woman. The Dole Cannery Signature Theaters in Honolulu, which is built over an ancient Hawaiian Hiau, which is a place of worship or a place of sacrifice. About the early 1980s, a school bus full of children crashed in that same area where the Hiau is located. The manifestations in this building consist of an old man in his late 50s that sits watching you from a top corner seat in theater number 14. And in the bathroom right next to the theater, you can hear the voice of children and the bus driver as well having a discussion. Just got a notification. There's a 7.4 magnitude earthquake in southern Mexico. And there was a major upset at NASCAR. Supposedly, a noose was found hanging in Bubba Wallace's area, and it turns out that was a hoax. As many people suspected, however, you know, in this political environment, almost anything is good for a demonstration. The then we have the Farrington High School in Honolulu. It said the green room in the school auditorium is very haunted. During World War II, that auditorium was supposedly used as a morgue. Many folks, over several generations, say the whole school is haunted. It also had a very bad reputation for many generations as well. In the past, it was considered by many to be one of the worst schools in the islands. In the late 80s, some people have heard typewriters in one of the typewriting classrooms being operated, even though there's nobody there. And they've seen the silhouette of a white figure in the window above one of the doors to this same classroom. Hanauma Bay, Cocoa Head in Honolulu. Just at the top of the hill, on the road it leads down to Hanauma Bay, there were reports of fireballs being seen. It said if you're driving past the entrance, going back to town, heading west and not around the curve along the eastern coast, that on some nights fireballs will shoot overhead in the same direction you're driving. People who know about this are warned not to look back in the direction the fireballs are coming from, which is Hanauma Bay and Cocoa Head. If you do, it's supposed to be sure certainty you will get in an accident. Then in Honolulu's Highway 1, said to be one of the most haunted places on the island. When they built Highway 1, digging through the mountain, the workers would see old Hawaiian warriors, and that would scare the workers off. Bones of old Hawaiians were also found in the mountain. It said that it took over 7 years to build that highway because they couldn't find workers among the Hawaiian people who wanted to dig in that area. It's also said when you go through the tunnel, you hear the cries of the old Hawaiians whose rest has been disrupted. Then there's Highway 3. One couple was driving on the freeway when a policeman pulled him over. He approached the car and told the couple the children playing in the back seat should be using their seat belts. Well, the couple were kind of puzzled because they didn't have any children. The policeman looked in the back seat and couldn't see the children. He very clearly saw why he was following them. When the couple got home, they checked the back seat again and found little handprints on the back window. They never had any explanation for what caused those handprints. Honolulu, the Hilton Hawaii Village. It's believed to be haunted by the volcano goddess. Visitors, house cleaners, and other staff members say they often see a woman in a red dress walk the hallways and down on the beach and everywhere in between. Some people say the volcano goddess shows up in other forms, such as a young woman and an old woman, a hitchhiker, and even a stranger that comes to your door. On the beach, the fire goddess, assuming that's her, will also be accompanied by dancers. Honolulu, the Honolulu Airport. Number of witnesses reports that carts move by themselves near the garden area. The women's restroom above Gate 31 is supposed to be haunted. And a worker in the cockpit of an aircraft near Gate 31 saw a bloody face in the gate area window near those same restrooms. The worker looked away, and when he looked back, the face was gone. Aiolani Palace in Honolulu. The smell of flowers or possibly bubble gum can be smelled around the grounds. Unexplained shadows and lights are seen by security guards, and the sounds of footsteps have been heard. According to an August 2004 update, the smell of the bubblegum is actually the blossoms from a tree that grow in that area. In fact, the bubblegum smell isn't just limited to the Iolani Palace grounds. You can also smell that smell over almost a block away. Then the Kaka'ako Fire Station in Honolulu. It's said this fire station is haunted by the ghost of an old man and his dog. According to the story, man wanted one of the rocks outside the fire station to put in his garden, and they let him take it. The man later reported being haunted by an old man and his dog who showed up at his door, neither one of which is supposed to have had a head. The man was told to return the rock he took. When he did, the haunting stopped. Kaka'ako Fire Station on Queen Street is in downtown Honolulu near Kaihao Church, which is on the corner of King Street and Punchbowl Street. Southeast and diagonally across the street from the Hawaii State Library, which is on the northwest corner of the King and Punchbowl intersection. Just to the west of the library, about 50 yards or less away, is Aiolani Palace, the grounds of which have been reputed to be haunted. Behind the palace, which is on King Street, it's the Hawaii State Capitol Building. It's on South Baratania Street. And it's also said to be quite haunted. The Kaiahu Church has a lot of royalty buried on its grounds. The last queen of Hawaii is there, and it's her ghost that's said to haunt the Capitol Building. Kalihai Valley in Honolulu. It's been reported if you drive past the bridge entering the forest, you can hear a soft sound, a voice saying, "Come here." And while driving, you'll see a red cross burning if it's dark or overcast. It's also been reported the gear in your car will be in neutral while if you return that way. Kamehameha Schools in Honolulu. At night, when the moon is full, night marches walk past the building, knocking on doors. You can also hear the drum beating. In the morning, the computers are all on. Books and papers are everywhere. Princess Pauhai is said to control these spirits. Then you've got the Kamehameha School's dormitories. One of the boys' dormitories have been sightings of the ghost of a Hawaiian lady dressed in the garb of the 1800s. Consequently, the boys have seen her point out it's a woman seen in portraits in that dorm. It appears they're talking about Princess Pauahi Bishop, the young woman who had Kamehameha Schools built. And in one of the girls' dormitories, one of the stairwells is haunted by the ghost of a young girl that it was said to have died in that stairwell. She had a bad asthma attack and died from that attack. They say she could be heard wheezing and gasping for air in the stairwell. Then the Manoa Paradise Park in Hawaii. Paradise Park has a trail leading up into the mountains. It's surrounded by deep foliage on both sides. A lot of folks have reported hearing a banshee or some other specter screaming on the trail, though there haven't been any sightings that have been reported. Manoa, Seven Bridges, It said if you walk across the seven bridges, it's a long, hard hike. On the way back, you only find six bridges. I guess Jeff Bridges is the seventh. Mauna Loa High School in Honolulu. It's said that there's a little boy that haunts the boys' locker room. Sometimes the showers shut on by themselves, and you can hear the little boy crying. Each night, the PE teachers will leave a light on for the little boy so he wouldn't be scared. If the light's left on, apparently there's not much activity. If the lights are cut off, he definitely makes you know that that's an error. And Morgan's Corner in Honolulu, fireballs pop up behind boulders, and there's a silhouette of a little boy hanging from a tree by his neck. According to an August 2004 update, regarding the fireballs, it's hard to say if the photographs taken are actually fireballs or a leak in the camera or just faulty processing. As for the Morgan's Corner story, there is an urban legend. There's a newspaper article mentioning this situation, and they say it is an urban legend. But even though the fireball may be a legend, there's numerous accounts of people seeing it. And there are those that say that the fireballs are caused by one of the infamous night marchers. Honolulu, Nu'u'anu, a condominium across street from the Oahu Cemetery. It said the ghost of an old Chinese woman haunts the condominiums, particularly one specific apartment. Then there, Polly Drive in Morgan's Corner. At that area on Morgan's Corner, there's a trail that looks like a tunnel. At the end of the tunnel, people have reported seeing three ghosts walking around, two men and a woman. At the end of the tunnel, somewhere on the wall, there appears to be a metal door. There are also tire marks. The tunnel's really dark. You need a flashlight in order to see what's going on. And it is said it is a very long and winding tunnel. Then there's the Pali Lookout in Honolulu. People reported seeing the white silhouette of somebody among the trees at the Pali Lookout at night. Also been reports that a silhouette of ancient Hawaiian soldiers being thrown off the cliff on the right when somebody's standing at the actual lookout, looking down at the Kaneohe. Finally, lookouts where King Kamehameha defeated the opposing armies by throwing them off the cliff. It then united all the Hawaiian islands. What's interesting is that there's no light source up on the cliff on the right side of the lookout to show the silhouettes of these soldiers that were thrown off, but when they're seen, the cliff is somehow illuminated. And the lights that illuminate the winding road leading to Kaneohe and the lights of Kaneohe itself are too far down to cast any shadows that high. It does make for an interesting story. Then there's the old Pali Road in Honolulu. Witnesses reported seeing a huge, ghostly white blob moving across the road in front of their vehicles as they drive on this old road, which goes up to the Pali Lookout. A lot of accidents have been reported. There are no street lights, and the forest is very thick, often blocking out the moonlight. Then there's the Pali Highway. There's no belief if you're traveling on the Pali Highway, day or night, you must not have pork in your car. It's believed if you do, your car will stall and won't start again until the pork is taken out of your car and disposed of. According to locals, the Minnehuna, mischievous elf-like creatures will stop you because of the pork. Others believe it's because Kamapau'u, the giant nine-eyed boar god who lives in the forest, won't allow you to pass till the pork is taken out of your car. And this means going in either direction, apparently, from Honolulu to Kaneohe or Kaneohe to Honolulu. Many locals, whether they believe the legend or not, practice the custom to this day. Pioneer Plaza in Honolulu, a woman was murdered on the 19th floor. Some say you can sometimes see a shadowy figure walking across the hallways. Honolulu, Queens Medical Center. Set it downstairs in a morgue area, there's a lady wearing a red dress can be seen in a stairwell. Sometimes only the lower half of her seen. Hospitals on the northeast corner of the South Britannia and Punchbowl Street intersections, and diagonally across the street from the Hawaii State Library, which is on the southwest corner of that intersection. And just next to the library is the Hawaii State Capitol Building, which is haunted by the ghost of Queen Lili Uokalani. The hospital is actually named in her honor. Sacred Hearts Academy in Honolulu, the bell tower. Years ago, this school had a very prominent bell tower. One day the bell cracked, so the site faculty sent a man up to fix it. Next thing you knew, he fell from the roof and landed on the front steps of the school. According to rumor, you can still see him walking the grounds at night. Sacred Hearts Academy, the chapel. Near the stairs behind the chapel, it's reported a nun haunts the area where she fell and died. It gets really cold and you can feel a hand brush up against you and you can also feel breath on your face. In Sacred Hearts Academy, the general area of the grounds itself, students claim to have seen animals run on the school grounds and then vanish as they watch them. Sacred Hearts Academy, the gym. According to the locals, the gym is known for having a child spirit who plays inside the building. She takes out balls and bounces them around. Teachers that have entered the school grounds at night claim to have heard the bouncing of balls inside the gym. When you open the doors, you'll find balls scattered around the room, but none are being bounced at that particular point in time. Then in Honolulu, the state capitol building, the ghost of Queen Lili Uokalani haunts this building. And one of the officers in the building is haunted by the ghost of a little boy. He's been seen and heard laughing and talking. In Honolulu, Stevenson Middle School, by the cafeteria, there's a tree. When you knock on it, it knocks back. And by the girls' bathroom, there's a lady that walks up the stairs to room 213. Nobody knows who she is or what she's going up there for. In University of Hawaii, Mokahana Dormitory in Honolulu. According to the locals, a man committed suicide by hanging himself in the closet of one of the rooms in the early 1980s. People report hearing and seeing this young man roaming the halls of Mokahana Dorm after dark. And in a Verizon building in Honolulu. In 1977, during the construction of the additions to the then GTE Hawaiian Telecom headquarters, a worker fell down the elevator shaft and died. Since then, the elevators act erratically, often taking you on wild rides. Other ghosts have been seen and heard by the operators on the 10th floor. Nobody knows the history. Waiawa Elementary School in Honolulu. There were wooded areas around this school. In fact, the area is home to the famed Green Lady. She was first reported by children at the elementary school sometime in the 40s or 50s. Now, the Green Lady reportedly had green scaly skin like a fish and seaweed-like hair and a really messed up face, sharp-looking teeth, and on her face was blood and other stuff. Several years ago, a report in a local paper stated that kids now have been seeing it right by the playground. All it does is scare the kids. Now, Green Lady has never gotten real close to the kids, but who knows what she wants, and she has a real bad odor that gives her away her presence if she's anywhere near you. Waiale Chaminade University in Honolulu. A sophomore at school was killed in a car accident a number of years ago. Sometimes at night, you can hear him skateboarding around the dorm room. He's almost often heard on Halloween because that was his favorite holiday. Chaminade University, Hale Hoaloa. In this dorm, you can hear two little kids talking. The voices make it sound like they're playing ball. They're on the even side on the third floor. In September of 2002, Got an update. Late night, early morning, every computer, light, and water fountain turned on and seemed to have a mind of its own. Next morning, three students had the same exact dream of kids laughing and the sound of death coming up from the earth. Nobody really knew what the dreams represented. Then in the Hale Lokalani at the Chaminade University has had repeated instances of doors opening when they're deadbolted and witnesses seeing ghosts in people's rooms, and been a lot of complaints of noises that happen in the middle of the night for which they cannot find any reason. Then in Hale Lokalani, room 208, there was a crucifix that hung on the wall for years that was eventually removed, but the outline still remains. It said that either an exorcism or somebody committed, there was either an exorcism or somebody committed suicide in the room. From the old speakers in the walls, people have heard radio static, but all the wires have been removed. Students have woken up to feel pressure being pushed over their body and feeling a choking feeling. It's been said this particular dorm used to be a children's hospital during World War II. Then there's room 319 at Hale Lokalani. It was a morgue for the soldiers killed during World War II. People have said to see ghosts of the dead soldiers wandering around. And generally when they're discussing it, they mention room 319. Then there's Kahala in Honolulu. Behind this storage building, there used to be a huge graveyard. A drive-in was built over half the graveyard, and one day a woman went into the bathroom and saw the reflection of an old woman in a black dress standing behind her, but she didn't appear to have any feet. When the woman turned around and looked behind her, of course, there was nobody there. She ran out terrified and was eventually committed to a mental hospital. There are, a number of police reports about this incident and others similar. Eventually, the drive-in closed down. The other half of the graveyard next to the drive-in, along with the drive-in itself, is now a part of a neighborhood of luxury homes. Kahala Mall. In a newspaper a number of years ago was a story by a security guard working a late shift at Kahala Mall. After the theaters closed, he and the security guard had to lock all the doors to the mall. One security guard went up to the parking lot level to check the parking lot and lock the doors that led up to this level. He saw another security guard up there, his friend, and not the guard he had just left. The guy was far away, so he called to his friend, but the man didn't answer. He called again. This time his friend turned, looked at him, and walked away. Security guard went to follow him and found that there was nobody there. Now, this is about 1 or 2 in the morning. He later asked the other security guard if he'd seen their coworker. Next day, the security guard found out the man he saw and tried to find had died at about the same time he had seen him. Then Kahala Mall, Drive-In, there's a faceless woman that used to haunt the women's restroom at the Yo Waialae Drive-In that was built over a very old cemetery. It's reported to have been seen at the women's restroom near the multiplex theaters of the Kahala Mall. And just like the sightings of the old drive-in, a woman with long dark hair has been seen in the restroom in front of one of the sinks. When a reflection is seen in the mirror, you don't see a face. Kahala Mall is across the street from where the old drive-in used to be. It's a gated community there now where the drive-in used to stand. You don't have the cemetery in there anymore. You have to ask yourself, did they move the bodies or just cover them over? Waikiki Park Hotel in Honolulu. A worker recently passed away has been continually punching in for work. His magnetic punch card has been canceled, but the machine still records somebody punching in with his card. And this has happened on more than one occasion. Strangely, the records only show him punching in, not punching out. Waipahu Street, the south turn, the S turn. It's located below the sugar mill and in the opening of Kipapa Valley Gulch. Legend says that when King Kamehameha invaded the island, There was so much death that he and his men lined up all the dead from the opening of this gulch all the way into the deep valley at Mililani. On moonless nights, when you drive into this S-turn, you hear drums beat and see the torches of the night marchers, and there's even been reports of a white lady. If you hear those drum beats, your car may die and you won't be able to restart it. People living in that area say at times they can hear those drum beats on certain nights, and sometimes the drum beats are so loud it sounds like the marchers went through their homes. Also, above this S-turn is no sugar plantation road that was used for Oahu sugar plantation. When you drive in this old plantation road, you feel like you have to, you may have hit somebody. When you look back in your rearview mirror, you may see an old Filipino lady stand up from where she lay on the ground and start laughing. Word that goes around is that she was killed by a plantation truck back during the plantation days in the early 1900s. Sad to say, though, that part of this plantation road is blocked off into the construction for new housing. And that raises the interesting question, how are the ghosts going to react to these new houses? Kahala? Wailea drive-in theaters. There are sights of a woman with long hair, no face, and only the upper half. And quite often the doors were slammed. Now, the theater, of course, as I've said, no longer exists. But there are similar stories to this on the mainland as well. Kailua Kona, the big island. King Kamehameha's Kona Beach Hotel. Legend says the top floor of this hotel is haunted. People reported hearing footsteps and chanting and hearing battle cries echoing along the corridors. Some witnesses have even claimed to have seen ancient Hawaiian warriors appearing. Now, the reason for this haunting seems to lie in the fact that this is where King Kamehameha lived out the rest of his life. His bones are buried somewhere near or under the hotel. The exact location is a secret and only known to his descendants. On the bottom floor of the hotel, there's a row of oil paintings of past kings and queens of Hawaii. The last picture in the hallway is a rendering of Queen Liliuokalani. The unsmiling picture seems to breathe in and out, and she glares at you as you... Kaneohe, King Intermediate. People say at King Intermediate School, there are kids that hang out there from the banyan tree in front of the library, and at night you see the light on the tree, which shows you the bodies hanging from the limbs. And inside the building, through the windows, folks have seen folks running around. Lihue in Kauai, once upon a time in the 1990s, there was a place in Kaui Lihue, which is now called Chiefs Kamakahela Middle School, and before that, before it was a train track. There have been reports about a lady in white who was seen waiting for the train that no longer runs. Before that, there was a woman. She would always wait for the train until one day she accidentally went down on the track and couldn't get back when the train arrived and it accidentally hit her. And she's also been seen waiting for the bus. I don't think she cares how she gets where she's going as long as she gets there. Kauna Kakai, Wailu. Hear stones being thrown in the water. You hear the sounds of children playing by the river and folks calling your names even though there's no one there. Kehu, the Kona Lagoon Resort. Witnesses report hearing footsteps, chanting and screams and cries coming from the upper levels of the hotel. We've come to the end of another show. We'll be back tomorrow. And once again, it'll be Ken Hudnall and the Ken Hudnall Show. Until then, have a great evening.